Now, Renaissance fairs have been steadily increasing in popularity of late, since like the Renaissance, probably. From reenactments of medieval life to displays of martial prowess with the sword, the blade, there are many reasons to love them. And reason to also love one that's happening real soon is this is also a Renaissance fair that is doing good deeds for society. The team of Petersham Bowling Club are bringing the Renaissance Fair to their venue to speak further. We welcome, once again, to 2SER Breakfast, Carl from the PBC. Hey, Carl, how you going, mate?
Daddy, thanks for having me back. How are you, mate?
Very well, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. One question that we're dying to know is, why is the PBC choosing an event like a medieval day?
Well, well, well. I mean, why wouldn't you? It
doesn't exactly
get much better
right.
than a medieval day, does it? Look, it's been a yearly event, an annual event in our calendar for many, many years now. I know it's a favourite for many, many community members of the club. So it's next Saturday, August 16th from 12 o'clock.
What sort of crowds do these tend to pull in? I'm assuming fair maidens,
you
brave knights.
It. Brave knights, you know, all the gallant people out there.
Regular people can come as well.
Of course, we can all come. You know, we're going to have swords, so there'll be sword battles, there's enactments, artisans and merchants, a magical choir, Renaissance dancing, mead on tap, and it's just a session meader, mind you, none of those crazy 10% meads, so you can have one or two. We made sure it's a session meader. Mead. So that'll be at the outdoor bar out there. Grange Gully Bistro will be jousting up some medieval fare. Knights of the Turntable DJs. You've never had so much fun with your armour on, Danny.
And this is going to be blacksmithing and leatherworks?
Blacksmithing, leatherwork, yep. So the whole Top Green will be covered with stalls and entertainment and, what more could you want?
Well, one of the great things about this, and indeed a lot of the events that you're putting on there at the Petersham Bowling Club, it is one of those things, it's a donation, pay what you can. Proceeds going towards the accessibility upgrade there with the access ramp to the club. How's that all going?
That's right, it's going well. So, yes, this will be an entry by donation event. It's the first in a few fundraiser events for the year. You know, it's a recommended $5, so it's nothing, but all that money is going straight to the ramp fund. We're trying to build a ramp and get the whole club accessible so that anyone can enjoy the PBC and these fantastic events that we put on. I'll give you a bit of a fundraising update. We just received this week a $78,000 community building partnership grant from New South Wales Government.
Oh, wow, that's fantastic.
So it is fantastic. It's great news and really helps. So it pushes our total to $220,000 at this stage, which is just so good. It's been a little more than a year fundraising now.
Yeah.
So we're really getting there, but we're still a ways to go. So the best way to come in is to support the club. Attend an event like this, buy some mead, some merch. We've still got our GoFundMe link up as well.
And you can become a member of the club as well.
You can become a member of the club. That's another fantastic way to support. So we encourage you, you know, come in and get involved and let's do this.
And we are, of course, coming towards the end of winter, which I am very much looking forward to. You're going to be celebrating that as well there at the club. You've got a spring fair in the line.
Spring fair. So a call out to all the picklers and brewers out there. There'll be a pickling contest and a home brew contest. Spring Fair is Sunday the 14th. There'll be the Kindy Zoo and all community games, all the things we usually do on Spring Fair. It'll be another big fundraising event for us.
Not the Baby Animals Petting Zoo.
Baby Animals Petting Zoo, that's right.
It's good. I don't want any crossover between the Baby Animals Petting Zoo and the Medieval Day, though.
No, we couldn't have that.
We can't have that, haven't we? Now, I seem to be short one sword and a suit of armour. Are there any vendors that are going to be there available that might on the medieval day there on the 16th that might be able to help me out?
Danny, I'm sure you'll get all your medieval needs sorted for you.
It is the place to go to for all your medieval needs. If you want to find out everything that's happening there at the Petersham Bowling Club.
There was one more thing I just wanted to mention about the event, though.
Oh,
is
please.
Parking. If you're going to come, please leave the steed at home. We don't have the space to feed and water so many noble beasts, so please just get a train down to Petersham or the Parramatta Roads right there.
Yeah, get the
parking
horse.
Is an issue, so we're just looking out for the community. So, you know, leave the horse at home.
Yes,
come on down.
It is one of those things, and then you might be able to have more than a couple meads.
That's right.
Although
that's
they are right. The session meads.
They are session, but, you know, you can only have too many in a session.
Anyway. Is mead fairly comparable to beer?
Oh,
I don't know if I've ever had a mead.
It's quite sweet. It's honey, essentially, a honey liqueur.
Oh, for real?
Yes, it's delicious. It's delicious.
Do you have it cold like a beer?
You have it cold like a beer, so we've got it on tap. We'll be pouring it all day.
This is going to be awesome. This is happening at the Petersham Bowling Club, Saturday the 16th. If you're wanting to find out more, go to the website, pbc.org.au. That's the medieval day. Carl from the Petersham Bowling Club, thank you so much for joining us on 2SER Breakfast.
Thanks, Danny. I'll see you all on Saturday the 16th.